Yes, good evening. Thank you, Mr. Falco. This evening, well, first of all, I wanted to just say that there are a number of events taking place throughout the district at this time of year. There's concerts, there's Honor Society inductions, there's something going on every single evening right now. So I encourage you that if you're interested in seeing some of the great things that our students are involved with, that you should go onto our website, see the calendar, and I encourage you to get out there and see some of the things that are taking place in the district right now. It's very exciting. And as, of course, you know, on our new website, we're trying to highlight those things as much as possible with images and associated stories. This evening, we have students and staff from North's Disability Awareness Program. I was fortunate enough to be able to visit East's the other day, and North's had run a little earlier in the year, and the stories that our students have told have been pretty incredible. So this evening, I'm going to invite Kerry Dansky up and some of our North speech teachers, and they're going to talk to you about this evening's presentation. Sophia, would you mind sitting at the microphone maybe and reading into the microphone this way?
Just make sure that green light is on.
Yep. Here, come from the side. Is it okay to stand?
You're going to have to get close to that mic, so.
I'm going
to
hold it.
Yeah, good idea. It's true.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Test.
Hi. Hi, I'm Sophia Alessi. I'm 19 years old, and I am graduating this year. I have a disability, but it hasn't stopped me. I had a stroke in utero, and I had very little use of the right side of my body. I needed many surgeries, including brain surgeries to stop my seizures and braces for my legs to learn how to walk. Occupational speech and physical therapists started coming to my house soon as I was born. Since I can't remember, I have always needed help with everyday things. It was very hard for me to learn how to ask for help because I couldn't speak. Shoe tying, brushing my hair and teeth, and getting dressed, buttoning, cutting, opening drinks, using a fork and knife, and picking things up, riding a bike, and typing are just some of my daily challenges. Now that I am a young adult, I want to drive, and I was able to get my permit, and this is something I really want to do in a penny. I can cook dinner, fold clothes, wash and blow dry, and fix my own hair. Sachem North has given me many opportunities. I am in Mrs. Ficina's class, but I am also in Mr. Chiamonti's peer education class. I am an OWE, and I go to work with the preschoolers at United Methodist Preschool every day. I have also worked in the kitchen at North and helped in the corner cafe. Before I leave Sachem North, I want everyone to know that even if something is hard or frustrating, you can't give up. My dream one day is to live in a penny, and I won't stop until I achieve my goal. Thank you.
Artists we have in our programs. They
blow us away. And these are actually done by, were done by Jessica Baldwin, who's was able to come tonight. Yes. She's very talented. Unbelievable. And with that, we're asking Kim, yes, Kim Mansella. What? Oh, no, you're not allowed. Sorry, we don't like you that much.
Hi, my name is Kim Mansella. I am in 11th grade and I have a learning disability. When I was 8 years old, I moved to Central America for 5 years. I lived in Guatemala. At that time, I only spoke English, so moving to a different country which only spoke Spanish, I was obligated to learn how to speak Spanish and very fast. During that time, I forgot a lot of my English. The school system in Guatemala is very different than the one here. I was put in third grade when I got here and remained in third grade for the next 5 years. In 2012, at 13 years old, I moved back to the United States. I was in mainstream classes, and aside from not understanding how to take a test, how to use technology, how to navigate a school going from class to class, I did not understand anything my teachers were teaching. I felt lost, embarrassed, and my peers were making fun of me for the things I didn't know. That school year ended, thankfully. That summer, I moved into Sachem School District, and my mom explained to the district about my educational experiences so far. My mom and I went to the middle school to talk to a guidance counselor to decide my placement, and they felt placing me in eighth grade, despite my age, was the best thing for me of the lack of learning. Ms. Bibolo tested me constantly for 3 days. I was so tired. I just wanted to go home. They placed me in 15-1 with speech and language as a related service. This was a drastic change for me for the better. I finally felt like I could learn, and boy, did I learn fast. I finally had the help I needed to support my learning style. I received a merit award in mathematics that year. I may have a learning disability, but when I'm taught the right way with my strengths, I can learn just like you. An accomplishment I have received this year and never thought I would receive is being part of the National Technical Honor Society. Thank you.
Let them step. Bring them back here. Let them stand in the front here, okay? That's where you can take a picture. Once they're just line right across. Good.
Victoria Reed.
And as the board is coming up to take a picture with the students and staff, I wanted to just thank and congratulate the students for having the courage to share their voice. That voice is very incredible and powerful when you hear it. So congratulations to the students. And thank you for the staff for helping them share that voice.
Allison? Okay. All right, thank you. All right, we'll move on with the agenda. Approval of the minutes, motion please. Mike, second. Laura, approval of the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. All right, 1 second. Let them leave and then we'll. Okay. Business items 4A1 through 4B1. Motion, please. Terry, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. 4B2, claims audit report. Motion, please. Terry, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Personnel items, consent agenda for personnel items 5A1 through 5C8. Motion, please. Laura, second. Terry, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. That should take us to page 13, action items. Mini contracts, consent agenda items, action items 611 through 6139. Motion, please. Rob, second. Terry, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, that should take us to 27. Okay, donations. Motion, please. Johnson's donation. Motion, please. Terry, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 631, approval of budget transfers $50,000 or greater. Motion, please. Terry, second. Mike, any questions? Dorothy.
Yes. John, can you just explain the budget transfers and why the dollar amounts were so high in this one?
Sure. There's three distinctly different transfers, starting with the smallest one. $150,000 is being utilized. We're transferring monies from gas to electricity, just because the electricity line this year is a little short. The second one, about $250,000, is for the purchase of the Finance Manager and Vision Suite, the servers to host Finance Manager on, all the ancillary equipment, the SQL licensing, things like that. And the larger transfer, a little over $1 million, about 70% of that is the settlement with all the different groups that represent SSSU. Other parts of it are for substitutes, lines that fell short, some OT, teacher substitutes, and also for auditing services.
And just on that question, the finance manager, we've purchased it already? And
yes.
And we're implementing it now?
It's going to be implemented for July 1st, yeah. Every week we have different implementation meetings, different groups keep meeting. So they're here almost every day.
So your target date is July 1st to have it totally implemented?
Yeah, there's
point.
A major district-wide clerical training next week on the 30th and 31st. But the HR department, the payroll department, IT, each week there's a different piece of the implementation meeting that's going on. And we'll transition all the data over into finance manager.
And with that, once we start using it, is there any type of support that we get as far as the transition?
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Okay. I mean, obviously, we have a very robust internal IT staff that will handle the day-to-day, but if there's additional support needed, finance manager is actually located right here in Issaquahtet. So they're a local company.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Item 4, recommendation from the Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Laura, second. Terry, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 642, recommendation from the Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Mike, second. Terry, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Policy item review. There's no action items on it. It's just a review of these policies. 6-5. One, first readings. Okay, any questions on that? No? Okay. Monthly reports, determination from the Committee on Special Education. Anything on the reports?
Yes. For the Audit Committee, I don't know, did you get to that?
Not yet, but go ahead.
All right, for the Audit Committee, I think, John, when are we meeting? May 31st?
Yes, we're meeting at 7 p.m. On the 31st.
Right, okay, thank you.
Just some clarity, and I don't think, and I overlooked it because it was in a consent agenda. On the bid awards, 4A2, I abstained from that vote. So you have that, Allison? Okay. Just want to make that clear. I didn't mention it prior to the vote. Okay. We have anything on the presentations? Nothing, right? Any more? Any visitors? Mike, you see the time, Mike? Okay, our next board meeting. Yes, I just want to give them the next board meeting. Is what's the date? You got it? The 7th, okay, of June. At this time, I need a motion to go into exec session for collective negotiations. Yes. Oh, you have some? Okay, go ahead. Who has it?
I just have one. Well, maybe two. For future agenda items, I know that we had discussed the driver's ed program here, and I know that administration is following up on that. I just wanted to see if we had any type of update on that.
We can share information with the board at the next meeting.
Okay, so you'll get it together and then give us. And then also, as far as I know that administration was also working on, and we had brought it up in public session before as far as the clubs, and I saw there was some information in the backup packet. So can we get some type of update on that?
Is there, what would be the nature of the update on it? Because I think we had shared the attendance, right, mm-hmm. in the meetings.
I mean, one of the concerns I had is that when you look at the attendance in the beginning of the year, which is somewhat typical, and then you look at it at the end of the year, probably 90 to 95% of those clubs drops off by about 50 to 60%. And I'm just wondering if that's a normal thing that that happens every year. And also, who in administration actually oversees that?
Okay.
Is it just the principals that oversee in the building, or is there somebody in administration that actually sees the enrollment, the roster, the mission statement, those things?
So with regard to the building administration overseeing them, each building administrator, in the case of an elementary school, the principal oversees the clubs in his or her building. At the secondary level, chances are that one of those building principals has dedicated that responsibility to an assistant principal. So there's somebody at the building level who does oversee that. You know, as far as from the district level, this year, I'm not certain if it had to do with the transition with Mr. Manzo leaving. I know that I signed off on all of the club charters as we appointed them this year. Most likely that would be either myself or Dr. Cohen's office, the CNI office, which would then be Ms. Hines. So this past information was collected by Dr. Morrow's office from each of the building principals. One of the things that we found was that there was a lot of inconsistency with regard to how that information was collected from building to building. And quite honestly, that's because there probably hasn't been a template in place for how to collect that information. So going back, I think, is going to be difficult if we were looking historically at attendance. But moving forward, we'd like to have a more systematic approach to gathering that information. But we can discuss the club attendance at the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Dr. Grab, I have just one, and it's just a question that's been coming up lately, and it's happened in the past, but maybe we can discuss our insurance policy for our parents. We've had some questions about, you know, why aren't we covering certain policies and certain incidents. Maybe we could update us on that and give us an idea of maybe how to better get it to the parents as to what our obligations are as far as insurance goes.
Yeah, Mr. Falco, I think what you're referring to is the supplemental optional insurance that
Correct.
The district at one point in its past had provided to every student. Several years ago, I think there was a decision to not include that, and now it's a premium that parents would have to pay to purchase that supplemental insurance. And so what it sounds like, because we have had a number of requests about those policies, that not enough information is out there about how parents go about accessing that insurance.
Right.
So we can certainly share that with the public. And, you know, Mr. O'Keefe and I have already been discussing how we will better disseminate that information come the start of the school year.
Right. Very good. Thank you. Okay, I've got through that. Okay, I think we're up to exec session. Huh? Motion to go into exec session to discuss collective negotiations, the employment of particular individuals, the sale or lease of real property, the terms of which are appropriate for executive session. A motion, please. Bill, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you all. Get home safe.